And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of June, 2007. Today is Bloom's Day, the day on which the action in James Joyce's novel Ulysses takes place in 1904. Bloom's Day. It's also the birthday of the novelist Joyce Carol Oates, who was named for James Joyce. Bloom's Day, the day on which Leopold Bloom, the main character of Ulysses, does not have much work to do, spends most of his day wandering around Dublin, doing some errands, leaves his house on Eccles Street, walks south across the River Liffey, picks up a letter, buys a bar of soap, goes to the funeral of a man he didn't know very well. In the afternoon, he has a cheese sandwich. He feeds the gulls in the river, helps a blind man cross the street, visits a couple of pubs, thinks about his job, his wife, his daughter, his stillborn son, muses about life and death and reincarnation. He knows that his wife is going to cheat on him that afternoon at his house. In the evening, he wanders around the red light district of Dublin and meets up with a young writer named Stephen Dedalus, who is drunk, and so Leopold Bloom takes him home with him and offers to let him spend the night, and they stand outside looking at the stars for a while, and then Bloom goes inside and climbs into bed with his wife. Joyce Carol Oates, born in Lockport, New York, 1938, one of the most prolific writers anywhere, having published almost 100 books in 40 years, novels, short stories, plays, poetry, and essays. She was born into a hard-working rural family, her parents poor and uneducated, but both of them had artistic leanings. Her father came home from a tool and die shop and played piano in the evenings. She went to school in a one-room schoolhouse, and when she was 8, her grandmother gave her a copy of Alice in Wonderland, which she loved so much she memorized the whole book word for word. She went to a good high school in a suburb of Buffalo and became the first member of her family to get a high school diploma. Started writing novels when she was in high school, and then in the late 60s started coming out with her famous novels, including Them, Belle Fleur, and We Were the Mulvaneys. Joyce Carol Oates, who said, "We humans are the species that clamors to be lied to." Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumman, entitled Nurture. From a documentary on marsupials, I learned that a pillowcase makes a fine substitute pouch for an orphaned kangaroo. I am drawn to such dramas of animal rescue. They're warm in the throat. I suffer, the critic proclaims, from an overabundance of maternal genes. Bring me your fallen fledgling, your bummer lamb. Lead the abused, the starvelings, into my barn. Advise the hunted deer to leap into my corn. And had there been a wild child, filthy and fierce as a ferret, he is called in one 19th century account, a wild child to love, it is safe to assume, given my fireside, inked with paw prints, there would have been room. Think of the language we two, same and not same, might have constructed from sign, scratch, grimace, grunt, vowel. Laughter, our first noun, and our long verb, howl. A poem by Maxine Cumman, Nurture, from Selected Poems 1960 to 1990, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.